Right, praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining in today on Family Essence. I want to bless the name of the Lord for deeming it heed and making it possible for us to be kept alive unto today and to be able to give us a privilege, a rare privilege of being in His presence once again. It is not by our doing, it is by the mercies and the grace of God. I want to welcome you all this today on Family Essence as well. This is a program that has bi-weekly, as the Lord would have us have it for now. If anything changes, of course, we'll let you know. So this is Family Essence, and the essence of family is to share in the Word of God and to learn the Word of God to be able to understand what the will of the Lord is for our lives and to be able to, you know, talk about things that are expected of the members of we that are God's children. So thank you so much for making it a date with us again today on Family Essence. I would want to say those who will be joining us, of course, it's still Family Essence. Nothing has changed yet. Of course, if there is further communication, we'll let it out and we'll let you know based on how far that goes. So this is Family Essence. Thank you for making it here today. So we want to spend a few moments in prayers. Let us close our eyes and just, you know, worship God. Let's thank God for what the Lord has been doing in our lives. Let's worship Him. Let's thank Him for making it possible for us to be kept alive today. You know, it is not by our doing, it is not by power, it is not by might. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, I need you to close your eyes and just worship God. You know, let's worship God. We are in God's presence. In His presence, there is fullness of joy, okay, and pleasures forever. Let's thank God for keeping us alive today. So many people that want to see the light of this day, but they were unable to do so. But God has deemed it fit for us to be kept alive until today. It is not by doing, it is not by wisdom, it is nothing of us. It is by the mercies and the grace and the love of God upon our lives. Let us worship God. Let's thank Him for how the Lord has been making all things beautiful for us. Let's thank Him for His sustenance. Let's thank Him for His mercies. Let's thank Him for His protection, preservation, and power upon us, upon our home, upon our lives, upon everything around us. Let's thank Him because He is a faithful God and He is a God that liveth forevermore. Let's thank Him. Let's worship Him. Let's adore Him. Let's magnify the name of the Lord God of heaven. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. Oh God, we thank You. We give You our praise. We give You our praise. We give You all praise. We give You all glory. Thank You for keeping us alive today. Thank You for making it possible for us to be able to join in today's program of Family Essence. Thank You for keeping all that concerns us. Thank You, O Lord, for Your blessings, preservation, protection upon our lives, provision, sustenance. I thank You, O Lord, for Your numerous wonders and miracles in our lives. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him for His goodness. Let's thank Him for His mercies. Let's thank Him for His love. Let's thank Him for His strength. Let's thank Him for His power. Let's thank Him for daily giving us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's thank Him for daily giving us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to bless Your name, O God. We thank You for Your faithfulness. We give You all the praise. Be exalted in Jesus' name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we want to bless your name for today. We want to thank you for your faithfulness upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for making it possible for us to be kept alive today. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of sonship. Thank you, Lord, for how you've been helping us in our daily lives. We give you all the praise. Be exalted in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm praying, I'm asking for everyone present here today as we gather in the unity of faith. Lord, we pray that you will speak your very mind to our ears and let your word be mixed with faith in our heart to perform the purpose to which it will go out today in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Father, for we know it is done. Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. All right, thank you once again for joining us on Family Essence. Of course, if you're joining us, welcome. Today, we will be looking at a very another interesting subject that the Holy Spirit has laid on our heart to be able to make known unto us. And the subject before us is the Good Shepherd, the Good Shepherd, the Good Shepherd. That is the subject, the good, that's the topic for today, the Good Shepherd. Before I delve into the details, we'll be looking at a couple of passages and then we'll pray after that. So, the Good Shepherd. Now, when you look at the concept of the Good Shepherd, of course, we know that in this day, age and time, parenting is a very broad subject. And when you look at parenting, sometimes, you know, people make promises that, oh, I'm going to be there I'm going to be there with you. And then, you know, the father is telling the son or daughter, the mother is telling, you know, everyone makes promises and all that. But parenting, basically, you and I, if you are a parent, or if you have kids, let me put it that way, you would know that this is a very broad subject. And most of the time, we relent on our own human ability to be able to cater for the needs of the family. And sincerely, you would agree with me that there is no amount of strength and wisdom that we can deploy into parenting that will cover all the bases of parenting. So, in other words, there are supernatural abilities that is required in terms of parenting a child from younger age to adulthood. So it's very important for us to understand that even when our children are growing up, there are times when we are not there for them. There are times when we are there for them. And so what happens, what covers those space, the space that we left and not being able to be there for them? If your child plays soccer or your child is in school, sometimes you get to drop them off. Sometimes you need to get to work early and make an arrangement with someone else and, you know, and all that. So our eyes cannot be everywhere at the same time with our children. But the concept of parenting basically talks about taking care of someone, nurturing someone, mentoring someone from childhood to adulthood. It's important that we understand that the human ability is limited. And there is a need for us, even as parents, to hand everything over to someone that sees everything around us. And that is the Good Shepherd. The concept of the Good Shepherd, if you go through in the northern part of Nigeria, I'm from Nigeria, so in the northern part of Nigeria, there is a set of culture and the set of origin that is called the Fulanis, basically. These Fulanis are known for more like a nomadic kind of culture, basically, moving from place to place. But they have something interesting that they do, which is rearing of cattle and rearing of sheep and all that. So They are really known for that. And if you want to dig deep and, you know, Google that up, and you want to look online to see what the Fulanis do in terms on a daily basis, basically. So their primary job is to rear cattle. That is their primary job before any other thing. So they are known for it. And the concept of the Good Shepherd, if I have, been privileged to live in the northern part of Nigeria, basically, and I have learned some of the things that they do in terms of rearing sheep and all that. You know, when the Bible referred to Christ as the Good Shepherd and all that, and you know, if you don't live where around that same environment, you would not fully understand the concept of being a good shepherd. So Christ said he is a good shepherd, and there is a need for us. If he says, I am the good shepherd, definitely we should believe his word for it, because he talks about an hireling. He talks about, you know, in the book of John 10:1, when you read down to 11 and to 17, you will discover that, we're going to read that shortly, you will discover that Christ making himself the good shepherd talks about the sacrifice that he brings to the table. Most of us, like I was talking about parenting earlier on, there are things that our child would want from us to do for them, to go an extra mile for them, maybe in terms of traveling and all that. And sometimes we deprive them of those privileges, not because those things are not good, not because we don't have the finances, but because we don't want to go an extra mile. We don't want, you know, we just don't want to go an extra mile. We don't want to put in effort. And that's the reason why you have issues in the family today, because some families are, you know, some come from a broken family, which of course, as a result of probably finances, probably as a result of someone being tired of, you know, they got more than they bargained for and didn't really understand what parenting is before they delve into marriage. And then didn't understand that it's a lot of sacrifice, basically. And then, you know, they discover that, you know, I cannot cope with this. So if you look at your human strength and ability, there is a supernatural force that should be driving each and every one of us and guiding us on our way to ensuring that we do the right thing at all times. So the concept of the Good Shepherd, basically, it would take the Holy Ghost to whisper to some of us that Christ is the Good Shepherd. If you look at when you were growing up until now, there are things you can't explain. You can't just explain it. It happens, and it looks like a miracle. It looks like something you didn't plan for. It just happened. Maybe as a result of, you know, someone says, that's fate. No, that's not. That's God whispering to you, saying that, come to me. I can take care of you. I can solve this problem in a twinkle of an eye. Most of the challenges that people talked about today in terms of marriages, in terms of issues that they have, it doesn't take God time to solve the problem. But because we have not learned the ways of God, we have not mastered we have not built intimacy with God, it looks like those mountains are insurmountable. Those mountains are too big for us to be able to comprehend and to be able to overcome. The Good Shepherd is someone that takes care of everything. I was talking about the nomadic culture in the Fulani, among the Fulani tribe. These same people, what they do in the morning is to whisper to the head of sheep or the cows they rear, and then they listen to them. And then you would discover that a head of sheep cannot keep themselves, because they could walk into a danger. That's the reason why you need You need someone to supervise them. You need a human being to supervise them, to guide them, to tell them, okay, it's time to go to rest. It's time to sleep. It's time to, you know, walk around, take a walk. It's time to, you know, all those things. You need a human being to be able to put those pieces together for them so that they will be able to live a balanced life. Now, Jesus Christ coming into the scene is telling us that we are going to go through, we are going to experience challenges because we didn't create ourselves, but God created us. And in order for us to be able to navigate through the issues of life, through life, there is a need. We need a supernatural ability. We need a supernatural influence to be able to overcome the challenges. Most of the things we call challenges in the eyes of God are things that should drive us to Him. But instead of driving us to Him, to God, you know, we decide to, you know, take it on ourselves, and it becomes a weight and a burden for us to be able to carry. That shouldn't be. God is able to preserve us, to be able to protect us, to be able to guide us. Even among the herdsmen and the Fulani tribe that I was talking about, there are times when things happen where they are, you know, and then they just leave the cattle. They leave those cows. They just leave them alone and then they flee away. But God, Christ is the good shepherd. He is always there. Even when you are not thinking, even when you are not, He is there. And He has been, you know, He has always been there since time, since ages past. He is there now. Most of the things we call problems to Him, they can be solved in a twinkle of an eye. Only if we realize that He alone is the good shepherd. In the book of John chapter 10, I will read the book of John chapter 10. The book of John chapter 10 in verse 11. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose home the sheep are not, seeing the wolves coming. And that talks about the challenges of life, the issues of life, everything that comes to us as a force and we are unable to comprehend. So we just hand everything and then we flee. And then we begin to complain and then we begin to say, oh, I'm tired of that. The wolf talks about the heavy issues of life, the problems of life that we are going to face. And leave the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. Most of us, you know, the issues we call problems in families today are because we didn't go through the good shepherd. We go through our own temp. We have our own templates. Most of us, before we venture into marriage, into relationship, into a job, we have our own templates. He's saying, no, you have to go through me. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the one that will. It's through me. Without me, you can do nothing. There is nothing we can do without the person of Jesus. There is nothing, because we came through Him. We came through Him. Everybody on earth came through Him. Without Him, no, you can't do anything. Perhaps you pride yourself and you say, everything is working for me. Everything is working for me. Okay, or just hold on and, you know, look at your life, take inventory of your life, and then you discover that you are empty. You will discover that you are, no matter the millions you have, you discover that there is still a vacuum not filled, and you are looking for answers to the solutions that to the problems that you have. You are looking for answers, and then you discover that you are shortchanged, basically. So it's very important, this same explanation, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and I'm known of mine, talks about the people that have acknowledged that they are helpless. They are helpless. If you have acknowledged that you are helpless and that you are helpless and you need a supernatural ability to guide you to navigating through life, then you have acknowledged that there is one person called the good shepherd. When problems of life, because as we go about lives, life, we discover that there are issues that will come to us. Even till now, we are looking for answers. We cannot find any answers to them. Why not go to the Good Shepherd and say, "Oh Jesus, I'm tired of doing it myself. Please, can you guide me? Can you guide me?" And he's always there. Don't think he's far away from you. No, he's always there. He has been whispering for years, for decades in your life. But, you know, we are not listening. We are carried away with the activities and, you know, we feel our own cerebral power, our own mental ability can take us out of our problem and put us in it. No, that's not the way it works, because you didn't create the word, right? If you know what the word is, you will always run to the good. You always go to the, you want to be under the Good Shepherd, because different things will come at you, either in your line of career, in family, or anywhere. Are things that you can't explain. It's beyond comprehension. It's beyond, you see it as a challenge, but there are things that are involved in life that you don't know about. You know, when you read the book of John talks about, you know, that Jesus Christ was part of the formation of the Word. And then he was part of the knowing of what was involved in creation, basically. So he knows what your challenges are, what you are going to experience, how you are going to survive it. He already knows everything. So why not be under that same Good Shepherd? Majority of us, when we discover that we think we are capable of handling challenges. No, I can take that on. No, that's something. I will overcome it. And, you know, it's just a matter of plusing 2 + 2. There is no plusing 2 + 2 you want to do that will get you where God wants you to be. No 2 + 2. There is no 2 + 2 in the calculation of the universe. There are no 2 + 2 there. Even scientists will tell you there are things that are beyond them. This one, they can't explain it, is beyond science. When you meet a scientist today and you say, okay, the things, when you people go under the water and you notice this, you see this, or you go outside of the space, you know, they will tell you this one, or every other thing we can explain, but this one is beyond science, is beyond our knowledge. So why not come under the Good Shepherd? And the Good Shepherd is whispering to us today and to make us see reasons why we are insufficient. We are incapable of overcoming challenges of life. Even when we think we've overcome it. Someone got married and then discovered that he does not love the wife again. And then he begins to wonder, why? But I used to love this person 2 years ago, 3 months ago before we got married. We were into courtship for 1 year, and then all of a sudden I got married. You can't explain that. There is a force behind that. You can't explain it. So you need to be under the Good Shepherd. Someone discovered that when he reads, he used to forget what he reads, and then he begins to analyze and begins to say, I used to be bright when I was in primary school, when I was in nursery. I used to take the first line. Gary say, no, you need to be under the Good Shepherd. Someone discovered that there is no fulfillment in his job, and then he moves from one job to the other. He moves from one career line to another career. He discovered he's troubled, and then you need to be under the Good Shepherd. Someone discovered that the prayer life is dead. He used to be fiery when he was on campus in the college, and then he discovered that the prayer life is gone down the drain. There's a force behind. You need to be under the Good Shepherd. The concept of the Good Shepherd is a very, it talks about the supernatural ability of God to take us to the place where he has designed for us originally. No matter your ability to be able to solve challenges on your own can comprehend your creator. No. No matter how smart you are, if you think you're very smart, in fact, you are smarter than the CEO of anywhere, you are smarter than anybody that comes. Nobody can compete with you. I tell you, you are in limbo. You are in limbo. You need the good shepherd. If individual of us will be sincere and take inventory of our lives, we will discover that there are certain things that we have come across in life that we cannot explain. You can't explain it. When they ask you, what happened? When did this thing go wrong? How you wish I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's the explanation. I don't know. I don't know how this. I really don't know how this. You need to be under the good. So the good shepherd is calling us today. The good shepherd is calling us today, and he wants us to realize our insufficiency. We are insufficient. We are very, very limited. We are very limited in the things that we shouldn't be struggling. Nobody on earth should be struggling if we are under the good shepherd. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Perhaps you feel, oh, don't worry, my wife loves me. Oh, I love my wife. The day dimension will show up from your wife or your husband, a new dimension you have not seen in the past 8 years. The concept of love, if it doesn't come under the good shepherd, is false. If I'm not a father, I need to let you know you don't know how to love your wife. It's not buying cars and everything. No. So in fact, you can buy a car, you can take her to the nicest boutique, you can take your kids out because you love your kids and all that. When a new dimension comes in your life and it shakes you, you will discover that this love you are claiming you have and you can use money to buy is limited. You need to come under the good shepherd. You need to come under. Everybody on earth needs to come under the good shepherd. The president of the world needs to come under the good shepherd. The leadership in industries needs to come under the good shepherd. The husband in the house needs to come under the good shepherd. The children in the house, they need to come under. You need a covering in the world. In this world that we lead. In this world that we live, everybody needs a covering. Everybody that does not be, anyone that is not under the good shepherd, it does not have cover. It may look like everything is working. It's a matter of time. You will discover that we are empty. We are helpless. We are nothing without the good shepherd. He is willing to accept you today if only you will accept his person. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ who came into the world to die for our sins so that we can live through him, that we can have life. What you call life and you pride yourself that you are living, you are breathing, is nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. Without him. We are helpless. We are hopeless. We are bankrupt. Without Christ. He's calling us today. And he has always been whispering to us. Perhaps you have a challenge in front of you. You want to get married. You are praying. You fasted. No. Go take inventory of your life. Find yourself. Make sure you are under the good shepherd. The good shepherds know what is good for you. So he does not want you to make mistakes. So because you have wandered away, because there is a danger in front, he knows how to make everything beautiful for you. So people look at you, they say, oh, she's pretty. She doesn't have a husband. She's not even married. She's just a rolling stone. And they call you names and all that. And then you are crying every day. The good shepherd knows what is best for you. Are you under the good shepherd? Do you have covering? Do you have the covering of heaven upon your life? If you do not have a covering of heaven upon your life, I tell you, you are a rolling stone. You're a rolling stone. You need to find the right thing. You need to find the good shepherd today, which is calling you. And that's the essence in which the subject comes out today. The good shepherd. He knows your life. He knows what will happen tomorrow morning. Everything about your life is a design from heaven. There is a way you have to. But majority of us, we are walking contrary to what is written of us. And that's the reason why we don't have covering. You need to be under the good shepherd today. Don't be under an hireling. You yourself, you can make yourself an hireling. And then when something happens, you begin to run here, there, looking for answers. Google, you check Google. You will go to Google to look for answers. No, so you can't find something. Some things are beyond you. You can't find it. And nobody can provide you that answer. Nobody. The answer that you seek, nobody can provide you. You need to be under the good shepherd for you to find answers to your problems, to your situation. I want you to take inventory of your life, and I want you to bow down your hairs. Wherever you feel you're falling short, you've been shortchanged, you see your life as you can't describe it, there is mercy today. Mercy is available today. I want you to close your eyes and begin to ask God for forgiveness. That God, I have been running here and I've been looking for us. I'm tired. I'm weak. I don't know what to do. My life, I can't even describe today. Because I don't have Jesus as my covering. I don't have you as my covering. If you are sincere with the prayer today, the Good Shepherd is available to forgive you your sins and your trespasses, and to bring you into sonship, a new life, a new living, a life of that has meaning, that you can say, this is how I lived in 2000. This was what God did for me. You can take inventory, proper inventory of your life. I want you to close your eyes and talk to God today as we wrap up. That, oh God, I need you to help me. I need you to help me. Forgive me my sins and my trespasses. Perhaps you've given your life to Christ before and you've backslided, you've turned back from Jesus. There is mercy today. If you are sincere within yourself, He's always with us. He's always calling us. He's whispering to our ears. He's always been whispering. We are not sufficient of our own. We are incapable of our lives. Let's talk to God today, that God will show mercy to us. And as we pray to Him, He will forgive us our sins and our trespasses and give us a new life in Him, in Jesus' name. I'll be praying with us now. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. Thank you for your word that has come to us, the Good Shepherd. We know that you are the good shepherd. You care for your own. We know that you have been whispering to us, to our ears, for us to come to you. Lord, I pray for as many that are repenting of their sins today, that are changing their ways, and to be able to live according to what is written of them from heaven. I pray, oh God, that you will show them mercy in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy prevail upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Forgive them their sins and their trespasses and write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Let the blood of Jesus wash away their sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm praying, I'm asking that you give them the power to sin no more in the name of Jesus. As they learn in your word, as they grow in your word, as they obey your commandments, I pray that more grace be supplied to them and more of your strength upon their lives to be able to overcome their challenges in Jesus' name. And as many in situation
that is beyond them right now. You are the author of solution. Lord, we pray. I pray this day that you will intervene in their life so that they may know that you are the good shepherd. I pray that whatever situation they find themselves, either in sickness, I pray that your healing power will rest upon them right now, will heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray wherever there is wound in their body, in their soul, in their spirit, I pray that you begin to amend it for them, oh God, in Jesus' name. Make them whole in the name of Jesus. Make them whole by the power in your name, in Jesus' name. Oh God, I pray that you will heal your people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for anointing done. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you so much.